When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Walls is a buffoon. He's had one consequential press interaction with our Dana Bash, who asked him about the fabrications in his own resume, and his answer was essentially, you know, me no understand words good. I mean, he's a buffoon. He's on a free ride,
Scott,
for running under Harris. He gets very little press. They don't let him talk to the press for a reason.
I'm just going to introduce him the way that Dana was saying. Scott. 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 How are you, Jennings?
I'm good. I'm in New York waiting for the big debate tonight. That's what we're doing today.
I'm telling you, you have converted some, Fox is not going to like this, but you have converted some loyal Mark Reardon Show fans into Scott Jennings fans, and they're tuning into CNN now to see what you have to say after these things.
I know. I'm trying to give the people what they want, which is the truth. The truth about what's going on in this presidential campaign. Trying to do it every day.
So I just talked about this, just on a side note. Did you happen to see Jim Gaffigan playing Tim Walz the other night on SNL?
I did. He nailed it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he had the guy nailed. And, he played him exactly the way he is, sort of this silly acting buffoon. And I think it was an inspired choice. Gaffigan's from the Midwest. He got Walls down, I think.
Jennings, that was one of the best impersonations I think I've ever seen. And I even said this, like, if you put those two guys next to one another, I don't know that you'd be able to tell the difference. That was really, really good. It was brilliant. By the way, I thought Dana Carvey was good as Biden as well. But expectations for tonight. Look, this has the potential to be a bit more substantive than the previous debates, doesn't it?
Oh, well, we'll see. I mean, these VP debates rarely mean that much to voters. VPs rarely mean that much to voters. I mean, what do we remember from the one in 2020? A fly landed on Mike Pence. That's all we remember.
And that's a good point.
And not a I have never met a single person ever that can remember a single thing that happened in the debate between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine in 2016. Heck, I can't even remember anybody that knows Tim Kaine ran for vice president in 2016. So it's like, you know, these guys sort of come and go. I think tonight, Walls, I think, might be in over his head on some of the national issues. I think Vance is pretty well schooled, and he's a good TV kind of cable debater. So I'm expecting something out of Vance here, and we'll see how it goes. I don't want to overread, though, what kind of impact it could have on the race, especially when all this other stuff's going on. You got Israel is under attack, North Carolina is underwater. I mean, it's kind of chaos right now, and the Biden-Harris administration is presiding over all of it.
You know, and I know I sent you this text yesterday, and I knew it was never going to happen, but I think that if J.D. Vance would have said, look, people, because I think North Carolina is just being devastated, and every time I see an image, I'm thinking, you know, this is going to take a long time. It's just as bad as any of these other hurricanes, and I hope that it gets as much media attention, but it's tough, as you indicated. We might be going into World War III. But J.D. Vance should have just said, nope, Veep debate. I'm going to go there and try to help people. I'm not saying do it for a posturing moment or a photo op, but good Lord, people need help, and I think it would have been the right move. In the meantime, Joe Biden's on the beach again over the weekend.
I know that the optics for Biden and Harris here, and I said this last night on Abby Phillips' show, I mean, you had Biden at the beach, you had Harris raising money with Hollywood celebrities, and then taking a photo from Air Force Two. Look, I was in the Bush White House during Katrina, and I remember Bush being pilloried for taking a photo from Air Force One. I mean, look, things go on mechanically in the bureaucracy of the federal government, FEMA response and all that stuff. But the optics, and that's what I was talking about last night, the optics of Biden on another beach day and Harris, you know, out raising money out west. It was bad optics. It was bad optics because these people in North Carolina are devastated. People are dying. People are unaccounted for. And we don't have a president right now that can really effectively address the nation about anything. And this is a bad deal, man. And this
really
is the wages
bad.
Of this is the wages of leaving Joe Biden in charge long after his long after the moment where even Democrats realize he's not up to the job anymore.
Look, you got a lot of people across the country that would argue in different ways for, you know, this amount of federal funding, that amount of federal funding. But when people desperately need help in the aftermath of a natural disaster, no one is going to throw a flag on that. And that's where the president and anyone in this position should have a layup when it shows to leadership.
Yeah, and again, there's a difference between sort of what goes on at the mechanical level of government and then what should be going on at the political leadership of the White House. The president and the vice president are supposed to be reassuring figures to the people in the affected region that, hey, we're on top of it. We're doing everything we need to do. Right now, I actually think that role is being filled by the governors. You look at what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. I mean, this guy absolutely is the emergency management czar
really
of this
is.
Country right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he it's just this quiet competence, this confident competence that DeSantis exhibits. I mean, imagine if you had that at the White House. We don't have that right now, but imagine if you did.
You know, we can go into, and I can ask your opinion about where the race is. We can look at the battlegrounds and the national polls and all that. But I also think that, and I'd love your opinion on this, that there is a strong undercurrent that just, you know, can't be determined right now. I think there are a lot of people, a lot of regular people, Scott, in this country who are fed up with whether it's billions of dollars to Ukraine or migrants invading and crossing the border or even the crime situation. They're tired of nobody paying attention to them. Now, this certainly manifested itself in 2016 with Trump, with working class people. But I think it's even stronger right now. You know, you see all these stories and all this help going overseas. And I don't want to be an isolationist. I know there's reasons to do these things. But don't you think that people are fed up with that kind of stuff right now?
Yeah, I think it's focus, right? And, you know, the average working class American is tired of being told, hey, the economy is better than you think it is. Look at this chart. Look at this graph. Or they're tired of being told, hey, you know, we had a very, very slight reduction in crime somewhere else over the last 3 months. So, you know, you need to stop complaining when they're locking up the toothpaste at your local, you know, drugstore. And they're tired of being told to eat charts and graphs and to use charts and graphs like bulletproof vests when they're still not able to afford things, when you still can't buy a house, when you still gotta, you know, wonder when you walk outside your own front door, what is the level of safety in my own community? They're tired of being told things are different than they actually are in their own lived experience. So when you get in trouble in politics is when you try to convince somebody of something that doesn't match their lived
right.
experience.
Exactly.
And so right now, what is your lived experience? Do you feel safe and do you feel better off? And do you think this world is more stable than it was when Donald Trump is the president? Trump has got the easiest campaign in the world to execute here. And that's the burden on him for the next month, because I think the answers are pretty obvious to most Americans.
So when I'm sitting around on the weekend watching a lot of college and professional football, I see all kinds of Kamala Harris ads. Now, we're not in a swing state here in Missouri. These are national ads by the PACs. They're pretty slick. They're polished. I've been talking about them for weeks because I think as something that's imaging, it probably works for her. I don't know what's going on in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and some of these other states right now. But how concerned are you that, you know, there's a pretty big difference in the amount of money that each campaign is spending right now, isn't there?
Yeah, Harris has a lot more money. I mean, they've just got a lot more advertising dollars. You're going to see a lot more of their ads. Now, I think the Trump campaign is smartly targeting the places that they have to win. In my mind, it's really a three-state campaign. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, this race is over.
Right.
And so I think if you were to look under the hood, I don't specifically have anything to report on this, but my suspicion is they know it's a three-state campaign, and virtually all the advertising dollars are in those three states. And I think he looks okay in Georgia and North Carolina right now. And again, it comes down to Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania, 95% chance they're going to be the next president. And I think of the three blue wall states, Trump looks the best in Pennsylvania, but I would not count him out in Michigan or Wisconsin. There's working people there, too, and
yeah,
they're just as fed up with things there, too. So I
think Michigan in particular. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. That brings us to the most uncomfortable part of our conversation, the one about the St. Louis Cardinals. This is Bill DeWitt III yesterday talking about how they're going to fill the seats next year, Scott.
Yeah, we're working on our game plan. We're doing a lot of work looking at ways to improve and freshen up the game day experience for our fans. We'll see some new things next year in that regard.
Okay. They're going to freshen up the game day experience for us. I would think that might include winning more and getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of reaction to what happened yesterday over at Busch Stadium here.
I would like to see them freshen up the things that cause you to have, you know, a positive run differential. How about that? You know, like if you were scoring more runs in aggregate than your opponents, that might help freshen up the experience. Look, I hope they know what they're doing. I don't pretend to know the mechanics of running the front office of a baseball team. And as you know, I'm a diehard Cardinal fan, and I'll be there either way. But you gotta admit, the last couple of years, it's been kind of a slog to watch it. And, you know, there have been moments of brilliance, and there have been good things that have happened. But, you know, as a longtime fan, you know, it's been a bit of a slog. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And they want it to be more exciting than it has been and like it used to be.
Yeah, I don't think nobody should be under the, guys that this is going to be an easy fix. It's not going to be an easy fix. But, man, you start to think about this kind of really dragging out and getting depressed. And then also an additional slap in the face is, you know, who's in the playoffs? That team 4 hours down the road.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Road in Kansas City.
Yeah, well, and look around in the playoff. I think every team, I think I read today, every team except for Milwaukee that is in the playoffs has some element of the Cardinals on it.
Great.
So, you know, you've got players and a manager. Like, I mean, we got Cardinals all over the league who are in the playoffs. They're just not Cardinals anymore. And so as long as Milwaukee doesn't win the World Series, some former Cardinal will share in the glory out there of whoever actually does. And I think the fans, you know, you're looking around at the players that got away from us and you're like, man, any of these guys might have been great in this lineup this year. So it does make you question the decision-making at the executive level of the team. I think it's right for a fan base to question it. I hope they know what they're doing. I hope they have a plan to get us back. Because, I more than and you and Joe Arnold, our mutual friend, we want it to be as exciting as anybody. And so I think also, you know, there has been some criticism of the team, and that's okay. I mean, we're passionate, so it's okay for us to criticize. I just hope they're listening to the fans about what it's going to take to get us back as excited as we have ever been.
Well, I think that's where part of the concern from yesterday is that there's a bit of a, you know, tone deafness that occurs. Did you read the Athletic story? Did you read all that from last week?
I did, yeah, absolutely.
It was pretty devastating. All right, dude, well, listen, I don't know how you get all geared up for tonight if you do a couple of laps around the CNN studio or something like that, but we'll be waiting. We'll be tuning in after the Veep debate tonight here. We'll air it on 97.1 FM Talk, and then we'll have to flip on CNN and keep them straight on there, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. It has become, and it all started, and he's not going to brag about this. He's, you know, modest, but look, the night of the first debate, when everything went awry for Joe Biden, I left Dave and Buster's specifically wanting to know, and it wasn't just Jennings, I wanted to know what they were all saying on CNN, because I wanted to know if they were going to be honest about what they had seen. And they were. And Axelrod and even some of the Democrats were. So it's refreshing, though, that he's on there trying to present a different perspective.
Right.
Look, on Fox, you get the other perspectives. They bring people on every single day that support Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, sometimes to the point of annoyance because they're not very good. But Jenny's keeping them straight on CNN, and he has gained, I would say, a fair amount of fans and Twitter followers throughout this summer of 2024. We'll take a break. I got a very interesting story about Jamie Reed's partner. Jamie Reed, the WashU whistleblower, Children's Hospital. Fascinating story. We'll get to that coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile.
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.